Daniel and His Caterpillar, a short story about pets and responsibility, written and narrated by Rebecca Dixon. Daniel lives with his mum, dad and sister Kate. On the way to nursery school, he loves to watch all the dogs out for their morning walks, running playfully to catch a ball or sniffing out some treat. "Why can't we get a dog, Mum?" Daniel asks. Mummy is hanging on tightly to his hand and walking so fast that he is being dragged along the pavement. "Daniel, can you please hurry up? We'll be late again and your teacher, Miss Castle, will give me one of those 'what an irresponsible mother' looks again." Daniel isn't really sure what she's talking about. Trying to keep up with her and a little out of breath, he asked her again, "But why can't we have a pet, Mummy?" "Daniel, please, enough about pets. It's a great responsibility to have a pet." "Goodness, Mummy's always going on about responsibility," thinks Daniel, looking at the dog sadly. At school, Miss Castle certainly does give Mummy a rather disapproving look and glares at the clock over the nursery several times. "Ah, good morning, Daniel. Seems like Mummy is running late again," she tuts. Daniel takes off his coat, changes his shoes and then runs to kiss his mummy goodbye. "Ah, Daniel, you're becoming such a responsible boy," Miss Castle praises him. When they are in class, the teacher asks whose turn it is to feed the fish. Daniel triumphantly raises his hand. He's so excited. He walks quickly over to the tank, opens the little tub of fish food and gently sprinkles it on top of the water. He gazes wide-eyed as the fish dart to the surface, snatching small mouthfuls of the pretty sparkly flakes. "At least we can have pets at school." "I suppose that means we must be responsible then," says Daniel thoughtfully. Standing next to him is Pete, a brown-eyed child with short, tawny, wavy hair. "What does responsible mean, Daniel?" Daniel hesitates and then answers a little seriously. "I'm not really sure, Pete, but maybe it has something to do with having pets and getting to school late." Pete's just about to answer when they hear music and Miss Castle's loud voice. "Tidy up, let's tidy up. Come on, let's tidy up. Get in a line, wash your hands and get ready for lunch." At pick-up time, Dad comes for Daniel. Miss Castle never seems to give that cross look to Dad, and Dad is usually the last one to arrive to pick him up, but Miss Castle never seems to mind too much. "There's your Dad. He's always very busy. So much responsibility running a big business." Now Daniel is getting confused. It's all right for Dad to be late, but not Mum. Sitting strapped in the back of the car, Daniel thinks that Dad might know something about being responsible. "Dad, what does being responsible mean?" "Well..." But he's cut off by his mobile phone buzzing. "Sorry, Daniel, I have to take this." Dad has his headphones on as usual and is nodding and talking very seriously. Daniel stares out of the window and watches the dogs in the park. He starts to nod off, dreaming about his pet dog, happy. Later that evening at dinner time, Daniel thinks how he will ask if he can have a pet again. "If I promise to be really good and responsible, can I have a pet dog?" "Daniel, we've talked about this," said Mummy. "You have to be..." I know, Daniel butted in. "You have to be responsible." "But do you remember, Mum, that Miss Castle said that I was very responsible this morning?" Dad smiles kindly and adds, "If you have a dog, you have to take it out for walks 3 or 4 times a day. You have to feed it, make sure you keep it company. It's a really big commitment."
Oh, yes.
Kate interrupts, clapping her hands excitedly. "We can take it in turns.
Yes. I want a dog too, like Daniel."
Mum gets up. "Please, Kate, that is enough," says Mum with one of those mum looks on her face. Just then, Mum's phone rings. "Ah, that will be your Auntie Julie," says Dad, rolling his eyes.
"Oh, hi, Julie. No, I'm not busy at all."
"What?" Mum talks into her phone. "Oh, no, Auntie Julie. No more talks of dogs today," says Daniel under his breath, disappointedly.
Auntie Julie and Mum always have so much to say. He wanders out onto their balcony. Daniel loves coming out here to look at all the plants. He carefully waters the ones hanging over the rails, slightly standing on tiptoes to do so. There's parsley, mint, geraniums and basil. Daniel goes over to his little garden box. He has a red geranium from school that Mr. Brown had given him when they went on the trip to the plant nursery. Kate joins him. You need to take out all those weeds, Daniel, just like Mummy said. Daniel looks at her very seriously. Oh, no. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let everything grow. Just like Mr. Brown, the science teacher, said at school, it's important to give all living things a chance. He said that every living thing is here for a reason. As Daniel looks closely at his little oblong box that Dad had made him from an old fruit box, he notices something moving. Wow, it's a caterpillar. Daniel jumps excitedly. Where did it come from? It's just at this moment that Dad comes out. Oh, dearie, dearie, we'll have to get rid of that caterpillar before he ruins the garden. All your mum's plants. No, Dad, we can't. We need to look after the caterpillar. I don't mind you eating some of my leaves, Daniel says. Dad looks at Daniel. Okay, he says. It's your box. You're responsible for it, like we said. Daniel feels so lucky. This is a bit like having a pet, his own caterpillar. After a week, he notices it's getting plumper and plumper. He has made sure that he has taken lots of photos, just like Mr. Brown does in the garden at school. Mr. Brown tells him that it is an excellent way to remember everything that has happened. Then one day, it does happen. His caterpillar just stops eating, and Daniel finds him hanging upside down from one of the leaves. He can see it is spinning a silky cocoon. Wow, Daniel gasps. Daniel's teacher had shown them a video of a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. Joey's doing just like the caterpillar on the video. Every day he goes to check the cocoon. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Still nothing. And then it happens. He goes onto the balcony and sees a beautiful white butterfly hovering around. The cocoon was empty. Daniel can't believe it. He runs to get his dad. Dad, Dad, come quickly and bring your phone with you. He motions Dad to tiptoe quietly to the glass patio door. On Monday, at show and tell, Daniel asks if he can have his turn. He proudly shows his photos of the caterpillar transforming into a butterfly. He sparkles with pride as he explains, Joey, my caterpillar, now my butterfly, got bigger and bigger. This is him in his cocoon, and this is him after the metamorphosis. Miss Castle kindly corrects him. Metamorphosis, the change from caterpillar to butterfly. You really have done some excellent observation, Daniel. Daniel smiles. Was I responsible too then? Of course. You watched over Joey the caterpillar day by day and you protected him. Daniel beamed. Maybe I will get that dog, he says, eyes shining. Published and produced by Rebcat Creations.